This is More Knowledge, More Wealth with your host, Gabriel Shaheen. Gabriel is a certified financial planner and a registered investment advisor at Falcon Wealth Planning. This show does not intend to provide personalized investment advice through this broadcast and does not represent that the services or securities discussed are suitable for any investor. Investors are advised not to rely on any information contained in the broadcast in the process of making a full informed investment decision. More knowledge, more wealth on AM 590, The Answer. Now here's your host, Gabriel Shaheen.
Good day. This is Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth here on every weekend. I'm excited to share with you the knowledge you need to increase your wealth. Feel free to join our podcast. Just look up More Knowledge, More Wealth on your iPhones and get this episode or any one of our previous episodes. Now, to the listener, you can always reach out to myself or any one of our colleagues here at Falcon Wealth Planning. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird, with any personal questions you have that you want to relate this show to your situation. Now, I'm a principal of Falcon Wealth Planning, a registered investment advisory firm. We are a fee-only financial planning firm that also manages money as well, but we cover all important topics of personal finance. It's where you are today, how retirement looks like, going over taxes, investments, estate planning, insurance. Folks, you name it, anything that involves a dollar sign, we cover. And folks, we are offering a free financial assessment where we can help relate your specific situation to our expertise of personal finance. We typically charge $500 for this offer. We have offices all across Southern California, including right here in the Inland Empire. Folks, give us a call. We'd be more than happy to put this together for you. Just please reference that you heard us on the radio. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Or visit our website at falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. Folks, I want to thank you for joining us this lovely day, and we are going to talk about a handful of things going on in the world of personal finance. And right now, we are in earnings seasons. Earnings is coming out from previous year. We're looking at how companies have done in a year of absolute volatility. Last year, the stock market was extremely unique in that regard, where January was up. It was up a lot in January. It was a very good month. Then all of a sudden February came, and then there was talks of interest rates going up. There was talk about earnings from previous year. They were talking about in March about international with Brexit coming back on the table. And it just continued the volatility all throughout the year. And we ended the year down almost 7%, almost around 5% if you add back the dividends into it. It was an extremely volatile year. Now, what does that mean? What does that mean for you? A lot of us experience volatility. I don't know what you ended up doing with your portfolio, but some people end up either selling, either buying, or doing nothing. But the important part is what happened and why, especially during this earnings seasons. Let's see how companies actually did. Well, let's look at companies just as a whole, because right now the stock market is doing fairly well. Now, is it at the high that it was a year ago? No, it's not at the high. The Dow is not at 27,000 and the S&P is not at 3,000. But it's important to know with these earnings history, with the earnings coming out and looking at also what your is happening in the private sector as well. Let me give you an example. Here at Falcon Wealth Planning, there's a few companies that we end up doing their analysis of their ESOP plans. Now, what's an ESOP? Some people will have what's called an employee stock ownership purchase program, where you can own part of the company. Employees can do that. They buy into it. Now, once a year, they come out with what's the price of the stock. They take a look at the financials of that private company, and they analyze to see how much they should pay out as a dividend and how much is the new price per share. So we do this for a handful of companies. Now, the interesting part about this is that these private companies, they're not on the news. They don't have a public board that maybe the single owner of the company has to report to, because a public company can't own 100% of the company, or would it be publicly traded? Heck, there's nobody out there that owns over 30%, including Bill Gates and Mark Zuckerberg and a few of these other tycoons that are out there. It's because they are an owner of a company that has millions of different shareholders. That's why the SEC has to get involved. That's why some of you get this voting proxy in the mail, and you and I look at each other saying, what's one vote? That doesn't matter. Who cares about one vote? I'm going to throw this away. Part of it's because 30% of the votes go to one person, the original founder normally. What's the point? The point is they are under heavy scrutiny. They are under heavy attention from the media. Any little thing they do, we'll use Elon Musk, for example, is blown up out of proportion, and the attention that they give affects the price of the stock. Take a look at some of his tweets, for example. His tweets has caused extreme volatility, and he got fined $40 million. By the way, folks, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Gabriel Shaheen, certified financial planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth, here on every weekend talking about all important topics of personal finance. We are talking about what's going on right now in earnings seasons coming out. And I'm giving you examples how public companies have certain criteria that they have to meet, and they cannot have a majority, they cannot have an over 51% share in a publicly traded company. So we're looking at the private sector, the things that fly underneath the radar, the things, the companies that don't have to report any of their financials to the SEC or anything like that, any regulatory body. It's all just normally a one-person organization or something like that. So looking at this, you have to take a look at what these private companies are doing. And from what we see in our very small sample size, we understand that there are hundreds of thousands of small businesses in America. But from our small sample size, companies did fantastic last year. Some of those had almost 30% plus growth. And these are established companies. Obviously, a company that's 2 years old, it's very easy for them to double their net income, double their revenue, and so on. These are established firms. Some of them, it's an architect firm that's been around for a really long time. Some of them is a construction company. Some of them is a tech company. But they've been around for a really long time, not a startup or anything like that. The point is they had record profits yet again. And they're paying out dividends in the teens. Now, you can't go buy this company. You have to be an employee to get this company. But the point is that these private companies that don't get any attention from the media, that don't get any under a microscope of any little thing they sneeze wrong and it blows up in the news, they can say whatever they want and who cares? They get no attention because you and I are not invested in them. So the media doesn't want to give attention to somebody that you and I can invest in. Nobody will care. They would rather care about having somebody, a company out there that beat their earnings, did better than they were supposed to do, but they didn't beat it by as much as they thought they were going to beat it, and the stock price drops. Are you kidding me? This is the reality of where we are. Apple is going to be the most famous case study of this. They destroy earnings by 15%, but the price of the stock goes down. What? How? Oh, because historically they were beating it by 20 to 25%. Are you crazy? But this is the reality of how it works in the stock world. Because it's on the news, and the news pumps it up for whatever they want to do, give it the attention that maybe it does or does not deserve, and makes the stock go up or down. And this is the reality of how it works, and you have to be aware of this. You have to weigh how to prepare for this, how to be proactive on this. And the reality is, ignore the nonsense that's going out there, that they're talking about, that they're trying to scare you or make you fearful, or even sometimes make you greedy and want to invest. I'll go as far as saying sometimes when the news comes out there and they're telling you to buy, 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 you should be fearful, just like what Warren Buffett says, by the way. He says, when those are greedy, be fearful. What do you think he says as an opposite side of that? When everybody's saying, in late 2008, early 2009, you should get out of the stock market, you should get out, it's doomsday, everything's going to shut down. And don't get me wrong, there were some serious fears at that time. I remember living through it, and I'm sure you do too. But did we really think all 500 companies in the S&P 500 would go out of business? I mean, really, guys, let's just think, close our eyes, and think about that for a second. Every company would go out of business. Are you kidding me? Did we really think that? Let's just seriously, if you're that person that says, yeah, I think that, think about that. that means who cares about your money at that point? Because all the banks are Fortune 500 companies. Who cares? Your money is meaningless. So now you're broke. You can't get gas in your car if you're thinking you're going to head for the hills because it's doomsday. You can't buy any new cars. You can't buy any food. You can't buy anything. We have an apocalypse. So who really cares at that point? And this is the thing. When people were fearful in 2008, 2009, you have to have the understanding that this is temporary. And you need to know that because that's the time you buy. So there's times you sell when days are good and you buy when days are bad. Now, it's easier said than done. The problem is there's a lot of emotion that comes into play in this. And folks, if you're having a tough time developing a plan, if you're having of how to deal with these volatile markets, or just understanding if what you've been doing is right, or if you want to be on a proper course of what you have in your retirement accounts at work, your 401ks, and so on, folks, give us a call. We are offering a free financial assessment where we typically charge $500 for this assessment. We're offering it to you at no cost. You just have to give us a call and reference the radio, and we'll give that to you. And we have offices all across Southern California. We've helped people all across the country as well. Folks, our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON. Like the bird. And we can help put together a personal financial assessment that will help your financial situation. We are offering it to you at no cost. Folks, there is a handful of things we're still going to talk about. And we're going to go over where the stock market is going, which a lot of people are not comfortable telling you where the stock market's going. We will go into detail of where the stock market is going, how you should prepare yourself, what you should be avoiding, and these ploys for people trying to take your money and invest you in something that's absolutely, I don't want to say worthless, but it's worthless in a fact where you get taken advantage of. We're going to talk about these type of things. We're going to come back after a few words.
This is Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth. That's on every weekend. We're here on Sundays at 5 o'clock covering all important topics of personal finance. We're going over retirement planning, making sure you're prepared for retirement, social security and strategies, real estate, taxes, avoiding them now and in the future, investments, reducing fees, commissions, and so on, insurance, and estate planning. Folks, we are offering a free financial assessment that you could take advantage of. We have offices all across Southern California, including the Inland Empire. Give us a call to take advantage. It's a $500 offer. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Or visit our website, falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. Enjoy the show. We're on 5 o'clock every Sunday. We look forward to serving you.
AM 590, The Answer.
Welcome back, folks. This is Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth here on every weekend. We're talking about all important topics of personal finance. And we were going over where the stock market is going. That was a kind of a big thing. I get the questions on that a lot. I will tell you where it's going. I'll tell you where it's going on the short term and even on the long term. And then I'm going to talk about just avoiding these tactics from some sleazy salespeople that just want to put you in some high commission, annoying product that sounds too good to be true that, oh, by the way, is. So I'll tell you how FINRA and the SEC has these warnings and these watch lists so you can avoid being taken advantage of. But what I want to go over right now is I want to talk about where the stock market's going. Because we talked about earnings history or earnings coming out, earnings season, and we're talking about how it's so far it's been quite positive on how U.S. companies are reporting their earnings. And then I went ahead and told you about some of the private sector and how fantastic their earnings have been and how their price of their stock, their company stock, that's only virtually traded once a year, is up on average of some of these companies anywhere from 50% to 30% for 2018. And that's when the stock market was down 7%. I mean, so almost 7%. So, I mean, really looking into that, it really tells you a handful of things. That number one, the media gives a lot of unneeded attention, which, by the way, is great for ratings, great for them, great for marketing, great for sponsors. You know, the more negative they have, whether it's on a tweet that comes out or on just unnecessary news and attention from any thing in the legal world or the business world, the more you and I watch. But do you have to know the reality is that it's designed to scare you, to sway you, and to take advantage of you so they can sell you products their sponsors are offering. Know that, please. So, but when you switch gears and looking at where the stock market's going, here's a short-term answer. The short-term is extremely hard because what I say today can be contradicted tomorrow. But the way I look at it is this. By the way, I always make bets I know I can win, first and foremost. That's why I don't like Vegas and Vegas doesn't like me. Because I, in a weird way, it's tough for my wife, Sophia, because I always win the arguments. Because like I tell her, I only get in arguments I know I win. But going forward, hopefully she skips over that part, is that the stock market in the short term is guaranteed to do the following. It's guaranteed to go down. Oh, by the way, it's also guaranteed to go up. Oh, by the way, it's guaranteed to go up and down and potentially could stay flat. Folks, that's the worst part. Did you notice I didn't say it's going to go to zero? Hey, folks, did you notice I didn't say the stock market in the short term is going to triple your money? No. I said it's going to go either up, down, or sideways. Congratulations. Now, when I say stock market, that is the indice of the United States large companies, represented in the Dow Jones Industrial and the S&P 500. That's all there is, folks. I would ignore the noise of investing in the Amazons, the Apples, the Home Depots, the Microsofts, the all these stocks and companies that are out there. Not saying they're bad companies, not saying they're good companies. I'm just saying, why put all your eggs in that one basket? Most of you say, well, you know what? I don't care if I invest in five and four are wrong. I just need one that's right. Because proven academic research shows for every one you get right, you get five wrong. But the point is that one that you get right, how much are you really winning on that? So you have to weigh the risk versus reward piece of that. And if you're in the business to make money, why go through five losses? If you're in the business to make money, wouldn't you just always be right? Now, I'm not trying to say the stock market cannot drop, but what I am trying to say is take advantage of a properly put together portfolio. And folks, that's what we're offering in this free financial assessment. We're offering that to you where we can help put together a portfolio where volatility is your friend, and then you can put yourself in a position, no matter what happens in the stock market, you're always prepared. You're always ready to act. You're always ready to take advantage of good or bad situations in the stock market. Give us a call. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird, where we can help put together a financial assessment that we typically charge $500 for. We'll give that to you at no cost. By the way, folks, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth, here and every weekend talking about all important topics of personal finance. Now, what I wanted to talk about now was the long-term effect of the stock market, which you have to take a look at in the long term. What do you think is going to happen in the long term? Do you think the stock market's going to go down in 10 years from now? 20 years from now? Do you think it's going to stay the same? Or do you think it's going to be higher in 10 to 20 years from now? Let me give you a prediction that I have. Let's assume, I know the stock market is not at 25,000, but let's just say it's at 25,000, okay? Now, what I'm about to say is based on past performance, and we all know past performance has no guarantee on future results, okay? That's a very classic line in the financial industry. But give me an idea of what you want to show the stock market dropping. What does that mean? If the stock market drops 10% from 25,000, that means it's down 2,500 points. So let's say the stock market drops 20%. That's on top of what it already dropped of over 10%. So let's say it drops an additional 20%, which means the 25,000 where the Dow Jones is at would drop to $20,000. Okay. Now let's say 10 years from now, that, by the way, the historical performance of the stock market is over 10%. But let's say, I mean, you're not going to, let's just assume, okay, we're not going to do the same as the stock market's done. We're going to do 7%. We're only going to get 70% of the growth the stock market has historically done. Even though in 2017, it was up 20%, year before 10%, you know, past, you know, since 2008, it's been up double digits many, many, many times. But let's just say it does a 7% rate of return, and the stock market drops from 25,000 to 20,000. The 7% rate of return over 10 years means the stock market is at 40,000 points. Heck, it's at 25, let's just say, it's at 25 now. I said it dropped 20%, and then on top of that, it still doesn't do the average 10% rate of return over the past 10 years. It's going to do a 7%. Let's say it does it again. It grows for an additional 10 years, another 7% over 10 years, which means it doubles again. This Dow Jones Industrial, which is now, let's just say, 25,000, will be 80,000 in just 20 years from now. That means your money, after dropping 20%, has grew four times in 20 years. A lot of positive to look at. This only shows a 7% rate of return, where the stock market has historically done 10% rate of return. What's my point? The point is, I guarantee you, stock markets go up. I'm not guarantee you you're going to get that 80,000. But over time, if we're all under the impression that we businesses are in business to make money, if we truly believe that businesses are in business to make money, which is obvious, right? I mean, which business wouldn't be in business to make money? They all are. If we all understand that, then the stock markets only go up long term. Not saying individual companies do. Heck, the best company today could be out of business tomorrow. Look at, you have Sears, you have Toys R Us, and you have Radio Shack. What happened to those? Those were powerhouses 10, 15 years ago, and now they're nada. Heck, yet again, if you look at the historical average, the stock market drops 20% from where it is, assuming it's at 25,000, and then it grows at a 7% over the next 20 years, you now have an 80,000 point Dow. Now, if it grew at the historical average of 10%, the Dow is almost at 135,000. And yet again, that's assuming a historical rate of return of 10% over time. What's the point? And it's crazy to fathom that. I can't wait, because it's going to be in my generation and your generation, or I guess I should say our lifespan, where we're going to see the stock market break 100,000. I'm going to make a prediction today, folks. It's going to be bold, a very, very bold prediction. And that prediction is by 2030, the stock market will be at 100,000 points. Mark my words. It will be at 100,000. That's my prediction. Now, no go betting on this and putting your life savings on this and selling all your assets to go buy the Dow Jones Industrial Average Index. Even though I can argue maybe it's not a bad idea for some of you, but that's not the point. You get what I'm saying? This is a prediction. It's not a guarantee. The point is for you to understand how stock markets work, how indices work. And just knowing, just in a capitalistic market like America, where it's capitalism prevails. With capitalism, we have the benefit of growing because we make the decision to invest in marketing and grow. This is the benefit of what the foundation of America is based on. And if you believe that your company, your business, and you personally, you want to make money, then the stock market only goes one way, and that is up. And we can help if you want to take advantage of our free financial assessment, where we typically charge $500 for that. We're offering it to you at no cost. If you want to help, have us help you build a customized plan, we can do that for you, folks. Give us a call, as we have offices all across Southern California, including we help clients all across the country. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Or visit our website at falconwealthplanning.com or falconwp.com for short. Folks, that was a fast show. I appreciate you guys tuning in with me this weekend. If you missed any part of this show or want any of our other previous shows, please look up More Knowledge, More Wealth on your podcasts to get this episode or any one of our previous episodes. Feel free to reach out to myself or any one of our colleagues here at Falcon Wealth Planning. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird, where we can help answer any of the questions that you may have. Call us. We'll have a personal, confidential conversation to help relate this show to your specific situation. Tune in every weekend. we give you the knowledge you need to increase your wealth. Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening, and God bless.